smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Grief Chat with your host Mitch Carmody, and we are thrilled to have Mitch in studio with us today, and it's going to be fun to get caught up. I know you have a guest that you want to talk about or talk with as well, so great to see you.
Oh, great to see you, Mo. Great to be back again.
Thank you so much. So tell us what is going on in your world, Mitch.
Oh, just a lot of, after a little time off here in the early fall, but now it starts to ramp up a little bit with some several events coming up. One specifically, the Bobby Resiniti Healing Hearts Foundation out of Florida, actually in Parkland, Florida, where the Parkland massacre was. The foundation has had a building down there for 12 years, and I've worked with Bob for 12 years now and going down several times a year doing different functions. He started a foundation after he lost his son, Bobby, to help heal the community, and was in place for, I mean, only 2 miles from Parkland. So he was already in place and doing fantastic, wonderful things for the community down there. And part of that is this walk. And like 8 years ago, we did our first walk, and I do a sign language thing to a song, and people send in $25 to have their loved one put on a placard sign, like a big for sale sign, and that's put into the ground in Quiet Waters Park, about a 2 mile walk, and people walk, and then we had like a couple hundred signs, and people would walk and look at the signs, and we have a picnic afterwards and have a little ceremony. But now this is the 8th year, he decided to switch it to the fall, and he used to do a dinner in the fall. But the dinners now, just the way society has changed, it's so expensive to put on a big event at a big hotel. The hotel expense is exorbitant, and you either the foundation either sucks it up, or but you don't want to ask, you know, money for people for a grief event. And so it just became not cost effective to do a big fundraiser when all the fundraising goes to pay for the fundraiser. And you know, right. And that's happening a lot around the country. So there's a lot of different, you know.
Not just in your world.
No. Even like in the banking business, the banks are closing because no one goes to the banks anymore. They go online. So, I mean, things change. And so you have to adapt to the change. And so we decided this is the first year we're doing a change of venue and doing it at on the fall and have a fall walk. And so the weather's nice now. There's no hurricanes and, you know, everything. This is a good time to go to Florida. And he has a lot. We have almost 1,200 people lined up to come, you know, and every year people, we save the signs. So we have hundreds of signs that come back every year and get hundreds of new signs every year. And so even if a loved one doesn't go, they know that their loved one's sign is put out there and people are looking at them, reading their names and keeping them present in the world. And that's what's so important about it, is it keeping them present, keeping them with us and acknowledging that they're part of our life forever.
And that really is what proactive grieving is, isn't it?
Yes, that's what proactive grieving is.
And how did you come up with that phrase, proactive grieving? Or were you kind of doing that, keeping your own son's name alive, and it came out of there? Or were you practicing that before Kelly passed away?
No, not before Kelly passed away. No, I've always seen the cup as being half full. And so after my son died and all that experience that trying to help myself and help my family, that you had to help yourself. And that's what proactive grieving is, that you take the bull by the horns and you do what you need to do for your family and for yourself. And you ask for help and asking other people. But it's just not waiting for somebody to come and fix your problem or take something that'll fix it. Or, you know, it's just to say, wow, I have lots of assets that I own myself, within myself, that I can survive this journey. So it's to tap into that. That's proactive grieving. You utilize the education and the experience that you've had already without asking for someone to just come and fix it. Because grief, there is no fixing it. It's just accommodating it into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where proactive grieving has kind of really stood up, and people started to recognize that, wow, I can do this. I don't have to depend on others. I mean, we depend on others to help us, but we're the final decision makers. That's when I talk about body, mind, soul, and spirit, where proactive grieving is really that soul part that listens to that and makes decisions on that. Because you have to make a choice all the time. We have choices all the time, every day. And the choices are difficult and some are easy.
And I know that you are a dear friend of Donna Mathewitz. She always says that it's a choice to be bitter or to be better.
Yeah, you can be bitter or better. Yeah, that's true. You know, it's really, you know, it is that it seems that simplistic, but it is, you know, to make, you know, it, you can make the choice.
That's actually in life too, isn't it?
Yes.
When any adversity comes your way, it doesn't have to be something as egregious as a death. You can be bitter or you can be better.
Oh, yeah. It's what you, like Viktor Frankl, and who survived this concentration camps, is that he says that you have to, you can't expect the world to change to you. You must have changed to the world.
Okay.
You have to accommodate the whole new landscape that you're in. It's not the same landscape you were in before.
Wow. Mitch, we have a caller on line one, and so we are going to go to the phones. Hello to you. You are on Grief Chat.
Yes, hi. This is Mary Potter Kenyon.
Oh, Mary, good, good, good. Okay, I thought you were on the line and it dropped off. And so, yes, we have Mary Kenyon, a dear friend of mine. Mary, just please tell us who you are and what you do. And I was just starting to talk about what we're going to do in Iowa here, but you're here. You're the authority on it.
Okay. All right, so my name is Mary Potter Kenyon, and I live in Dubuque, Iowa. I'm a program coordinator at a spirituality center, the Shalom Spirituality Center. But before this job, my story of grieving kind of started in 2010 when my mother died on my birthday. And then in 2012, my husband passed away, and I was 52 years old, and four of our eight children were still at home. And the following year, I lost an 8-year-old grandson. And through this journey of grief, I wanted to help other people. And I especially wanted to help my daughter, who'd lost a son. And was kind of at a loss as how do you help somebody through this, especially when I was grieving myself. And I started doing public speaking and reaching out to help other people because I found that helped me too. And I spoke at the Compassionate Friends in Dallas, Texas, and I believe it was 2015, which is where I met Mitch. And when there, I came to the conclusion that I wanted to bring something similar to Iowa because there really wasn't a lot of grief support, and I had virtually no grief support in the small town where I lived at the time. And so I founded a grief retreat in 2016. I was convinced that we have it with the tools within us and to help find healing for our own grief. I knew that we were built somehow to sustain grief.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking for active ways. For me, it was writing. And so I was looking for active ways that other people could find healing through art or through inspirational speeches or through what some people need is to talk to other people who are grieving. This will be the fourth year that we are doing this grief retreat, and the first year that it is actually a Shalom Spirituality Center's grief retreat. So we did change the title to Hope and Healing Grief Retreat. And so November is it, and October 31st, it kind of starts. If you are a griever anywhere in the Iowa area, this is the place to be because we've got several events that are coming up.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that this is planned. Did you plan this? It's like the Dia de Muertes and All Saints Day and All Souls Day. That whole every 3 days is like a very significant day of death and loss and grieving.
And I didn't necessarily plan it that way, but it turned out to be those dates that worked. And I will say that I celebrate my birthday this way every year, which is kind of crazy. But it's just a way to, it seems to help me to help other people. And like I said, I think we all, there are tools out there, and we can find active ways to help ourselves.
Yeah, I think Thursday night is more for, you're going to provide CEUs, correct? For for caregivers?
Thursday, October 31st from 6:30 to 8, Mitch will be speaking on proactive grieving. And we are gearing this towards professionals, but I do know some people who are grieving that will be attending, and it will help them too.
Oh, yes.
But we are offering CEUs for the workshop, and you can, if you are, whether you're a nurse or a clergy or social worker or whatever, and if you need those CEUs, we're offering 2 contact hours for nursing providers and 2.4 CEUs for other professionals.
Is there an extra fee for this to get a CEU, or is that just supplied with the conference?
Well, it's $15 per person, but if you need the CEUs, we do need a $10 additional to pay to the
$10.
College.
Do you know what CEUs cost at big conferences?
I actually don't.
Oh, a lot more than $10, my dear. So
okay,
this is
a
heck
deal.
Of a deal for anybody that wants to get a couple hours CEUs on good proactive grieving and the beautiful Dubuque area. You know, I hope we do get a lot of people on Thursday night, because I'm excited to. And what I kind of like the whole, because you are so close to Dyerville, the Field of Dreams is, and I've always loved that if you build it, they will come, you know. And you built this grief group 216, and it's still 4 years strong. Build it, they will come. I'm starting a new grief group in the valley, and will they come? Build it, they will come. It's intention and having focus and having belief that it will happen. And we kind of, you started this off as kind of a wink and a prayer, you know, at 4 years ago, and I will not go every year as long as you're having it. And my wife's going this year. It's such a beautiful, intimate, and now being held at the Shalom Center, which is, it's an old nunnery, isn't it? I mean, it's just a beautiful, gorgeous old building.
School. It was a mother house before that, so it's a very peaceful environment. What it means to me is this is the very first place that my daughter found healing after the loss of her child, and she had written them a letter, and this was before I even worked here, and she said, this is where I found healing. It's just such a peaceful place.
I thought that was so amazing that years later you ended up working there. I know you talked about the Shalom Center.
I knew this was a place where, a peaceful place where you could find healing, but now I get to work at a peaceful place where we can find healing.
Wow. Was that an intention?
I never even would have imagined this job when I started doing the grief retreat. Hey, now I can be paid to do this.
You get paid to do it. And feel the energy vortex. The energy in that building is very palpable and very real. You know,
and
everybody that's been there has said that. So what else? We have a couple days. That's just an evening thing on Thursday.
So Thursday night is more geared for professionals, but it will help anybody who's grieving too if they want to come. So Friday night, November 1st from 6:30 to 8, we are having our Messages from Heaven, which is actually why I brought I brought Mitch to Iowa, is because his message and the photos he shares and stuff. But we're combining our 2 stories of and other people's stories, and I'm convinced that God does bring us hope and comfort with signs and messages from our loved ones who have died, and we actually have photos of things and very touching stories come out of this too. So that is open to anybody who, and there will be time afterwards if they want to share some of their own stories. And in fact, if somebody has some photos and they plan on being there and they would like to see those photos up on the screen, I really want them to send them to me so we can include them and their stories in our presentation.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes.
And sometimes people want to just sit there and don't want to share, and that's fine too. But I think this is a very powerful message. It's there is something going on. There is something that we get these signs and these messages from the person that we love.
Right, and it just helps to get validated by other people that have experienced the same thing. You know, it's not being lectured at.
I sat there and bawled when I saw your program. I mean, because I had people who didn't want to hear my stories anymore, and they weren't exactly rolling their eyes, but you could just see the shudder go down. It's like, okay.
I know you came up to me. You came up to me after that conference, and you go, God has got, we've got to do something together. God told me, like, yeah. God, we've got to do something together. And she goes, you looked at my book and you saw the clown, or you saw something in my book that you knew was a sign that we had to collaborate. And so it's wonderful what you've done. And then Saturday's the full day, correct?
Yes. So Saturday, so Friday night, it's $15 each or $20 a couple or two people signing up, because we really want people to come. Together, if they want somebody to come with them. Saturday, you can come. You can stay overnight too. I mean, we've got the option of staying overnight. And Saturday, $45 includes a lunch and an all-day retreat from 8:30 to 4:30. And I won't be surprised if it goes a little bit longer. But we want something for everybody. So there's the active things of rock painting, or I'm going to be talking about expressive writing and the science behind it. There's the listening to you speak, and you and your wife will be talking about the effects of grief on marriage and the differences between male and female grief. And I will be talking about getting through the holidays, because, yes, November is, we're getting close to the holiday season. We will also have lunch available and roundtable discussions. So there's a little bit of something for everybody, and you will be closing 3:30 to 4:30, So those who are not comfortable talking at a round table might be comfortable painting rocks, or they might be comfortable just listening, or just being in a room where you know people get it. You know, they know grief. We've got some generous donations and two grants that are covering for scholarships, so we don't want anybody to not be able to come or to stay overnight or whatever it is they need. Please do not hesitate if money is and for a lot of us who are grieving, money is an object, because we've had to bury somebody we love and maybe get a job, and, you know, our whole finances.
Or have lost a job.
I really want these scholarships used, so I don't want that to stop anybody.
So you still have some scholarship money available?
There is a lot of scholarships available for this, and so I hope people will apply for that. They can just contact me or contact Shalom Spirituality Center and apply for these scholarships, because I want to give this money away.
I'll contact some people too that may be on the fence.
I do want to mention that Craig Kramer of Kramer Funeral Home in Dyersville, where the Field of Dreams is sponsoring Mitch as a speaker. So that we appreciate that, and we appreciate the grants, and we appreciate all the donations that we've
had. Thank you so much for calling in, Mayor. We have to go here too, but I'm excited about it. We're going to have another great a weekend retreat, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Okay, and you can find out more at shalomretreats.org.
Okay, anywhere, and what is your website?
And that's shalomretreats.org, or Facebook. They can find my Facebook page, Hope and Healing Grief Retreat.
Okay, great.
Mary, thank really nice so to meet you. Thank you. Good luck with your event. And you are listening to another edition of Grief Chat with your host, Mitch Carmody, on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Smile, though your heart is